Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam, Sefer Shmita, the Be'yovel, and the Sefer Zeram, where in this Perek, the Rambam discusses the laws of beer, of when it has to be liquidated, the Shmita produce. The Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding when is the end of the time that a person could eat the Shmita produce, and then the obligation of beer. Perek Shvi is the Shmita produce, in lechel mehem, you cannot eat from it, el kol zman sho'isa ha'min matzah basad, only as long as that species can be found out in the fields. Shlomek says in the Pasuk Miyukra, says of hemtucha to your domestic animals, v'chai and your wild animals, ashabartzecha that's in your lands, tia kotvu asalachot should be all your grain, all your produce to eat, which teaches us kol zman shechay echelas min hasada, as long as the wild animal could eat, still eat from this species out in the fields where it's still out there, then ata oichem min mashabbeis, then you could eat what's in the house. But kol l'chay min hasada, when it's liquidated from the wild animals out in the field, chayv levar oitzam min mashabbeis, then you have to get rid of that species from your house. The zeubir shall perish with. That's the halacha of liquidation of the shmita produce. Halacha based kitzat, how so? So harishal yila gregur shviz b'derech beis. Let's someone had dried figs of the shmita produce in this house. So oichem they could continue to eat from them. Kozman shatein beilonis basad, as long as the figs are out in the trees in the field. Kol atein min asada. But if the, let's say the figs were depleted from the fields, asal lechem oisin shabavaisin, and I'll eat from those in this that he has still in his house. El mavarisin, he has to get rid of them. Halacha gimel. Let's say he had a lot of produce. So what does he do then? So he could give out 3 meals worth to every single person that he knows. Where we're talking about it's on the last day where each person wouldn't have time to eat more than shalish su'udais. But after the zman of the beer, it's forbidden to eat this produce, whether to paupers or whether to wealthy people. And let's say at the time that he has to get rid of it, he doesn't find eaters, he doesn't find people that could eat it. So then you burn it in the fire, because this that they permitted to give it out, the shmita produce to every single person, that's only before the time that it's depleted from the wild animals in the fields. But when there's no more left in the wild, you got to burn it, you got rid of it. And therefore, based on this, the Rambam's interpretation of beer means literally to get rid of it. In contrast to many other Rishayim, the whole that beer means you just have to give it out to whoever needs it, and you just can't hold on to yourself. But the Rambam says, no, you burn it in the fire, or you throw it to the Dead Sea, you get rid of it however it takes to get rid of it. Halacha Daled, Rambam discusses regarding this halacha of beer as it applies to different types of produce and the monetary proceeds of this produce. So how you like tzimukin shel shviz? Let's imagine raisins of the Shemitah the cholwan of Menasada, and now there's no more grapes left in the fields, menaginas from the gardens, vapartisan from the orchard, shenefka, which are hefker. So although there still are grapes in the grapevines in people's courtyards, but you cannot eat the raisins because of the grapes that are in the courtyards, because it's not out in the wild, out in the fields, for the wild animals. And has to be available not just for behemoths, also for the chais. Now, but if let's say there are hard grapes, very hard grapes, which are just not ripe yet, it's only going to be ripe at the end of the year, that would still permit someone to eat the raisins in his house, because ultimately it's still out there, although no animal's going to eat it right now, but it is there, and it's still going to be available, so therefore you can continue eating. Anything that's similar to this. Halacha, hey, Elon Sha'isa perish de pam bashanam. Similar halacha, if there's a tree that produces produce 2 times a year, and he has from the produce from the first time it produced, and he could continue eating from that, as long as the second production is still out in the field. Because you have from that species, albeit from the second production, you have that still in the field. But the full produce, that would not allow you to eat because of them. Because that's similar to the produce of another year, and therefore wouldn't be considered the same species of this year. If someone's pickling 3 different types of species in one barrel, which have 3 different zmanim, dates of beer, because the beer depends on that item, which we give general dates for, and though those items are generally depleted, and you have these 3 different types of species being pickled in the same barrel. So kol shekola mino min asada, so whichever species has been depleted from the fields, yivar mino min chavis, you have to get rid of only that species from the barrel. But the other two that are pickling, you don't have to, where although when you're pickling, it gives taste to the other types, but since it gave a taste before the beer, when it was not usher, so it's like it's already depleted, and it's not going to make it problematic. Now, v'mhischaba, but if we started already, harei kolkum afa, then everything's already like you got rid of it, because you already started it, and one would not have the chiyav of beer. Now, k'shem sh'mavar achli adam, just like you have to get rid of human food, kach mavar achli behemah menabai, so you have to get rid of animal food from the house, And you cannot feed it to your animals. If that species has been depleted from the fields. Halacha Zayin. Now, k'shem shemivar nesaperis. Just like you have to get rid of produce, kach mivar nesadam. So you have to get rid of the monetary proceeds. Case at household. So rishon machir b'manim shel shvi'is. So let's say someone had pomegranates of Shemitah. Where he allowed to sell a little at a time. He sold those pomegranates. V'harei oichel b'dmeim. Now he's eating other foods from those proceeds. V'kol ho rimayim b'nalad nesha b'sadeh. Now the original Shemitah produce, which are the pomegranates, have been depleted from the trees in the field. V'nishra eslem b'nadam shem machir b'manim. Now he still has those proceeds, those monies. He still has those shkolim that he has from what he sold, chayv levar. Now he has to get rid of those monies. Halacha ches ketzad. So how does he do this? So koyin ben machaler. So he could buy foods. Machalkin mezayin shalosh shudas cholach ve'echad. And he could go ahead and give out 3 meals worth to every single person that he knows. Oh, yeshlichim liyam melech im lematzaychem. But if he doesn't find anyone that could eat it, and it's zman beer, then he has to throw the money to the Dead Sea. Halacha tes Ram tells us regarding the date of beer. Depending on where in Eretz Yisrael the person is. So, Sholosh Arotzis Labir. Eretz Yisrael divided into 3 different lands for the halacha of beer, of liquidation of Shemitah produce. You have Eretz Yehuda Kul, you have the whole land of Judea, Hahar, the mountains, Vashvela, and the plains, the lowlands, Ba'imek, and the valleys. That's Eretz Achaz, that's considered one land. Then you have Eva Hayarden Kul, the whole Transjordan, the West Bank, Shvelas Lud, the lowlands of Lud, the Har Shvelas Lud, the mountainous area around the lowlands of Lud, Umbeis Chayrin Imayam, and the area of Beis Chayrin with the sea. That's Eretz Achaz, that's considered one land. And the third one, HaGalil Kule, the whole Galil, the Galilee, HaElyon Vatachton, the upper Galilee, the lower Galilee, Tchum Tveri, the whole year of Tveri, Eretz Achaz, that's considered one land. And Ba'oichem Chol Achaz Va'achaz Meshlashen, you could eat the Shemitah produce in each one of these 3 lands, at Sheichla Achar Jabon, until the last of that species gets liquidated from that whole area, not specifically from the mountain area or the lowlands, wherever you are in Yehuda or Eva Yarden or the Galilee, each one of those 3 areas, you'll go until the last one is done from that species. Halacha Yud Ketzad, how so? So, let's say he had produce in the land of Judea. So, Echemen Kozman, so you can eat from that produce as long as Sheesh Mo'isam in Mechalerti Yehuda Kul, as long as I'm from that species in the whole land of Judea. Same thing applies to the produce of the Galilee, and so too in the West Bank. Now, but these 3 lands, in some respects, they're all considered as one land, which would give you the whole Eretz Yisrael until the last species is done of this, for carobs, for azesim, for aloes, for tamarim, and for dates. And therefore, you could eat from the dates until the last one in Tzayar, which was a city near Jericho, near Yerichai, the city of dates, and therefore they have dates later than any other place. And the Amos Ayukala, when is it considered done that you have this man beer? That's Adapurim until Purim. V'oichem Azesim, that says you can eat from the olives all the way till Shavuos, v'anovim grapes, Adap Pesach, Shematzashis, and the Pesach from the year after Shemitah, v'agregis, Adap Chanukah, and from the dried figs until Chanukah. Halachid Beis, Hamoylech Per Shvius. Let's say someone took produce of Shemitah from a place where it's already been depleted, but he came with it to a place where it's not yet depleted. Oh, you go the other way around. He came from a place where it's not depleted, to a place where it's already done in the field. Either way, he's going to have to get rid of it. Because we give him the stringency of the place that he left from, and we give him the stringency of the place that he went to, so either way, he's going to have to get rid of it. Now, Operis Ha'aretz, Shiyatz L'chutz La'aretz, someone took Shemitah produce from Eretz Yisrael and brought it to Chutz La'aretz, so Mizbarim B'kaiman, the beer you're going to do in the place where you are, but Le'avim Mimakim Mokim, you shouldn't take it from place to place. Halachid Gimel, the Ram tells us general rules regarding when the Shemitah takes effect and when the Zman beer takes effect. So, Klol Gadol Amar B'Shvias, they set a big rule in the laws of Shemitah. Whatever is human food or animal food, I mean, not save more from the types of things that you use as dyes. So, if it does not last in the ground, in the land, so yesh leilo dam of shviya. So, the pre itself and the monetary process will have the Shemitah status, and the chayiv bebir hu bedama. And the laws of beer apply to it and its monetary process. For example, ali hashuf haluf hashaita, the wild luf onion, its leaves. Va'ale ha'dandana, and the mint leaves, va'loshen and endives, which are Michael Adam, they're human food. Ukugain, for example, ha'chaychen va'adadarn, which are types of brambles and thorns, which are Michael Behema, are animal food. Ukugain, for example, the third category we spoke about, isates, wod, v'koitz, and safla, which are meminat saving from types of dyes, which all these 3 things are Shemitah sanctity. Now, So those things are, they don't last in the ground, and therefore they can have a loch of beer, which is not around anymore, you have to get rid of it. But these are things that, from these three categories, that they do last in the ground, they're never depleted. For example, apua, matter, berichba, which are types of dyes. So although it has the Shemitah sanctity, and its monetary proceeds has Shemitah sanctity, but in lamb beer, they don't have the halach of having to get rid of it, but not for the monetary process, charmis kaim ba'aretz, because they last in the ground, and the halach of beer is only said for something which gets depleted from the wild animals in the fields. Elanen, and the tzavim ba'ad Rosh Hashanah, you can benefit from it, you can use it as dye all the way through the year till Rosh Hashanah. Halach yidal, now, v'chol she'in miyuchah, now, something that's not designated. Lo'il ma'achal adam, v'lo'il ma'achal behema, v'ein min ha'tzavim, it's not designated for human food, or animal food, or type of dye. Now, but ha'il ba'in le'etzim, but since it's not used as wood. So, yesh leil adam ha-shvias. So, the item itself and its monetary process will have Shemitah sanctity. Aval ein lam beer, but they won't have a locha of being liquidated, because, and that's alfa pishen miskan ba'aretz, even though it doesn't last in the ground, but it's not really meichel adam, meichel behema, and min ha-tzavim. So, it's not something that you have to have out for the wild animals, but at the same time, it's not wood, so it has Shemitah sanctity. El anenem ba'i, oi b'dam ab Rosh Hashanah, you could have benefit from it or its monetary process all the way through the year till Rosh Hashanah. Kugain, what are certain items like this? Ikari halufa shaita, which are the roots of the wild loaf onion, and the ikar hadanan, and the roots of the mint, va'akravanin, and that which is a type of herb in the shape of a scorpion, those things are somewhere in the middle, and therefore hashmita, but not halacha bia. Halacha tezvad, the Ram discussed regarding different types of produce in the laws of shmita and the laws of beer. So klipe rimen, the peels of a pomegranate, va'netchele, and the bud, which is this little flower on the top, and klipe geisen, shells of nuts, which is actually the green shell, which is fit for dyeing because the hard shell is like a piece of wood, vagarinen, and seeds of other pears, not of nuts, because they don't have seeds. Yesh lem shvias, so they have the Shemitah sanctity, v'ledmeim shvias, and the monetary proceeds also has the Shemitah sanctity, because they're fit for dyeing. Beer, but it doesn't have a locha of beer because again, all these things they survive and they last in the ground. And neither for the monetary process doesn't have beer. Lulave zeradim, regarding the branches of a grapevine, the charuvim and of a carob tree, yeshlem ledmeim shvias, them and their monetary process has a halachic status of shmita because it's eaten by people. Ubir, and therefore would have halachic status of liquidation because it does get depleted. Now, lulavi ha'ela, the branches of the evergreen tree, va'batna and of a pistachio, va'atodin and of the backthorn bush, yesh lem l'dmeim shvias, they have, and for the monetary proceeds, they have a shemitah sanctity, because they're fit for human consumption, aval ein lem beer, but they don't have a lach of beer, because again, they last on the trees, and they never are taken off. Aval olam shalan yesh beer, but for the leaves, there is a zman of beer, because they fall off from the tree. As Halacha Tazayin says, Ezahi Shas Beer, and what is the time of beer? All in the leaves is Be'eshi Yibaylu, is when they get worn out, V'noishim L'insein, and they fall off from the trees. So it's not there anymore, out in the fields. Alizesim, olive leaves, Valikonim and reed leaves, Alichadubin and carob leaves, Einlem Beer, they don't have beer, V'fisha Einlem L'sibacholos, because they don't get worn out and fall and get depleted. Halacha Yidzayin, Nabad Masa Yi Odom Rishai L'lakar Asavim L'lacham Eshvis, until how long is a person permitted to pick the moist grass in the Shemitah year, meaning when can we presume that it's still around? It's actually Yivish Hamasik. It's until, it's actually a bitter fruit, which is called sweet in a tongue-in-cheek type of way, until that bitter fruit dries up. And also, he's allowed to gather the dry grass, until the second rains come in the year after Shemitah, which we discussed in Halacha Yud Aleph, as similarly as in the next halacha too, because then it gets ruined, and then you're not going to have it out in the fields, and then you can't take it anymore into your house. Halacha Yitches, Vad Masa Yu Ani Mutar and Likonis by Pardeses, until when are the paupers allowed to go into the orchard, but Matzor Shviz, in the year after Shemitah, lesser Per Shviz, to still gather the Shemitah produce. So that's Achater Revi Yishnia, that's until the second rains of come down in the post-Shemitah year, because then all the produce gets ruined, and that's again the time of beer, and then they're not coming and collect anymore because no one's allowed to take it into the house anymore. Halacha Yitzes, Havered, roses, Vakoifer, and cloves, Valoitim, and chestnuts, Yeshlem, the name Shvias, them and their monetary proceeds have the halachic status of Shemitah because they're considered as payers. Hakatav, balsam sap, who that is rough sap, Hayoitim, which comes out when you cut the tree, comes out this, it oozes out this liquid. mina olim meikarim, from the leaves and from the root. English tree. So that doesn't have halachic status of Shemitah, because that's considered part of the tree, not as the pre. But by Yitzim Napagam, it comes out of the unripe fruits. That sap, yesh lo yodom ashriyas, that is considered part of the pre, and therefore has it and this monetary process has halachic status of Shemitah. Now, halacha chav b'medvim rum, when we say this, that the sap will not have, the balsam sap will not have the halacha of Shemitah, is b'il machal, by a fruit tree. So the fruit is the primary, and the sap is not considered as the fruit. A b'il srok, but a tree that does not produce fruit, afa yitim in the olam nakom, and even the sap that comes out of the leaves and the trunk, kaprishalim, will be like the fruit of the tree, because it doesn't have any other fruit, and therefore then that sap and its monetary value will have the Shemitah sanctity. If someone pickles a rose of the Shemitah year, but shemen shel shishis, with the oil of the sixth year, you put a rose in and you pickle it, it gives a good aroma for the oil. Now, but the oil is from the sixth year and the rose is from the seventh year. So you lock it as aver. So he takes out, he picks out the rose, and he'll eat it in the Shemitah sanctity, because from the seventh year, as we said, and the Lachiyot test. V'ashem emutir, and the oil is going to be permitted, because the strength of the rose and its taste did not really enter into the oil, because the oil is old and the rose is new. Only if you would leave him for a long time, but since it's a new rose, it doesn't really give a taste and a flavor, and therefore the oil is permitted. It's like non-Shemitah oil, as it was from the sixth year. Now, kavasha b'shem shel matzah shvias, let's say they pickled the rose from the Shemitah year in the oil of the post-Shemitah year, meaning in the eighth year, so now the rose is older because it's from last year from Shemitah, and it's giving a taste into the oil, then chayv levar Hashem, then you would have to liquidate the oil, shahari very yabashu, because the rose is dry because it's old, and therefore it has a lot of flavor to give taste into the oil, and therefore it's already obligated in beer. Locha v'chav beiz, charubin shel shvias, regarding caribs of the seventh year, which that you pickle with the wine of the sixth year, or the wine of the eighth year. So either way, you would have to do beer on the wine. Because it does have the taste of the Shemitah produce, because the caribs, even though that when they're new, it has a lot of vigor to give the taste even into old wine, and then it's going to have the taste of Shemitah inside of it. Where Zaha called this the rule. If you have the Shemitah produce, it got mixed with other produce, the same type of species, that's b'chol shvi'is, that's even a minute amount, where if it got mixed before the time of beer. So that's like davish yesh l'matirin, because you could eat in the sanctified state, you don't have to do any bittel, and you could give it out to many people as you want to, three meals to each person. So it's considered davish yesh l'matirin, therefore it's not going to have a halacha bittel, and therefore it's going to be asr even b'chol shvi'is. When it's not the same species, then it's benois and tam, then it gives a taste, which is, like we said, an old rose that can mix with new oil, or carobs, whether with old or new oil, which we're talking about before this amount of beer, then there's a halacha of you're going to have the bittel, depending if it gives a taste or not. If it gives a taste, then it's aser, and if it doesn't give a taste, then it's totally mutter.